Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Two special guests, Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner and State Senator Jamie Wall. My goodness. So how life on the personal side? Are you going to be down there, up here, or are you really just like trying to figure all that out? How does that work?
Yeah, mostly up here, but some back and forth. It feels like I'll be down in Madison a couple days a week, maybe 3 weeks out of the month. It's sort of
rhythm.
No, it isn't. I mean, I'm already beginning to, you know, dread the drive through Rosendale, but I know enough not to speed there. They don't have any property taxes in Rosendale. It's just they fund the town entirely on speeding tickets.
That's nice. So, yeah, that's how it works.
But you know, first world problems,
right?
Yeah.
So that's cool. And is that kind of what most people do? You know,
unless you represent leadership, Dane County or something, or you know, then it's easier for you to get in and out, obviously. And yeah, if you're in leadership or the folks in the Joint Finance Committee have to be down there quite a bit in budget season, because that's the committee that writes the budget. No, but no, for most of us, 80-90% of the time, I'll be here in my district.
You know, what's been really interesting is like I hear people say, "Oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to be a policy wonk? Are you going to be a political something?" Or, you know, and then what are my goals? What do I want to do? You know, how is that going?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, talking to people and, you know, learning from the people you represent is a big part of the job, and that carries into what your policy priorities are. I mean, something I certainly heard at the door is I knocked on almost 19,000 of them over the course of the campaign was just concerns about the cost of living. And we touched on this a little bit. And look, state government can't do a lot about prices at the grocery store, but we talked about housing. That's a big issue for a lot of people. Things like healthcare costs, childcare, tax relief for regular people who need it. These are all a big part of my agenda. And our colleague, Ryan Spouty, who represents Ashwaubenon on the west side of Green Bay in the assembly. The reason he's not here with us right now is that he was
what the heck, Ryan?
Part of exactly. Well, you know, shame on him, but right. not shame on him, because he was part of a group that rolled out a package of bills that Ahmaud and I are also supporting, which are targeted very much at these cost of living issues. One is an expansion of the so-called homestead tax credit, which helps low-income people and senior citizens on fixed incomes with their property tax bills. So that's something that very directly helps people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And Ahmaud, you can jump in here as well in some of these things. But there's two other bills, one having to do with school lunches, and the third having to do with prescription drug costs.
Yeah. So one of the exciting things, and we talked about this actually on your show, the former representative, Christina Shelton, now Sandar, had championed an incredible bill, which is just make meals free for kids. That the cost of both administration and the idea that there are kids that go hungry because they can't get access to breakfast or lunch in schools just is such an easy problem for us to solve. And it actually costs us so little.
Yeah.
I think it's 60 cents a kid.
Really?
When you do it in totality across the state. And so it really is just kind of a shame that we just don't already provide this service. And so this was introduced last session. There's a great coalition of people working on it. I was was planning on introducing it this session, and now our entire caucus is behind it, which is super exciting, that every kid would be able to get breakfast and lunch, and that we would actually save money because the cost of administering a program and collecting fees actually cost us dollars. So it's actually government efficiency to actually provide a non-mean tested free access to meals. And so very excited for this. This is something that the Green Bay schools will be very excited about and have been supportive of it. And the second
just one second on that. One point on that, Ahmaud, I'd like to make is it's also about $150 a month per kid per family. So if you've got savings. So again, this hits the family budget. This helps people who are, you know, struggling ends meet, or you know, people who aren't. But you know, if you've got two kids,
that's a big deal.
This will save you, you know, in the order of $300 a month. You know, when they're in school,
including
and we make sure that those kids are showing up, you know, with a full belly and ready to learn. I mean, I've had talked to teachers about, you know, who keep the box of granola bars
in
their
desk
because of the kids who wander in. You know, and obviously, you know, I'm no darn good when I'm hungry.
No, right.
And I was worse when I was eight. So sure. So sorry, Ahmaud, I interrupted.
And this why we're really excited is that these are common sense elements that help all kinds of families, that we're not putting an income restriction on this kind of support and help. $300 extra a month helps every kind of income.
Yeah. Right?
There's no person that doesn't improve, their, can enjoy $300 a month right. if they have two kids or one kid. Or, you know, in some days, you know, these larger families in Green Bay have four, five, and six kids. Right. Imagine what that looks like. So
that's
we're just
food for their family.
Literally. And so it just makes lives easier. And then the second big one, which again would be common sense, we did see this on the federal level, which is essentially a capping of certain prescription drugs, particularly yeah. insulin and other kinds of medications related to that. There's no real reason in this country, particularly, that many of those patents that came and helped create these elements were actually government sponsored overall and, you know, the national level. So we just want to make sure that those kind of caps are realized for almost all families, and especially working families, that you shouldn't be spending $200-$300 a month on insulin. Something that was actually happening to my mother, who was on, you know, somewhat of a limited income. She was spending up to $300 on insulin.
That's crazy.
Which is absolutely wild, right? So these are deeply common sense. I wish I could tell you that there should be a fight about them. There will be a debate. They may not get passed. But the answer to pushing things that you believe in isn't waiting till they're the perfect time. It's making sure that we're very clear about them and making sure that people of this community are interested in advocating for that with us.
You know, and one of the things that we talked about too when you were here last is the rules of the assembly and how they've been.
Yeah.
And so my question is too, okay, this is a pack of bills that is supported by the entire delegation.
Correct.
Do they still need a Republican to be on the top of that list in order for it to...
more or less, yes. Yeah. I mean, I think the world may change a little bit in this front just because the margins are closer. But last session, I think 4% of bills that were introduced by Democrats got a hearing. And I think there was one bill that was sponsored by a Democratic senator that passed last time. So that's how stark that partisan sort of iron fist was, I guess, to mix metaphors terribly there. Apologies.
But
again, I'm hopeful that we'll see a little bit more room for cooperation given the closer margins that we have. I mean, the first bill I signed on to was something that Senator Andre Jacques, who's you know, one of my Republican neighbors here, you know, represents a district of the South and East of me, has put together, and it basically would extend veterans benefits to the roughly state veterans benefits, which are much smaller than federal, to the roughly 1,000 veterans who were involved in the secret war in Laos. So these are all mostly Hmong people who you know, who fought for us and then were forced to leave their country when, you know, they ended up on the losing side. So that to me, you know, struck me as just something that was common sense. And there's a sizable community, you know, in this town and elsewhere in the state that would benefit from that. And if it's a good idea and comes from Republican, I don't care. I'd like to be part of that as well. So I signed up for that.
We co-sponsored. I'm co-sponsoring as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And today when we have our swearing in, we're actually going to be having Hmong Lao veterans actually at the event.
Cool.
So, you know, it does mean something to honoring people. Doesn't have to be truly partisanship. It should be a very simple, easy thing. And so I'm excited to sign on as the senator is as well, because we should be honoring.
Yeah.
And as Jamie said, we have a sizable Hmong population, the ocean population here in Green Bay. And so it's great.
And we're going to continue this discussion on the other side. I wish that was that sentiment was shared by the other side, you know, of it's always up to one side to take the high road. But we're going to continue this discussion here with Senator Jamie Wall and Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner here on The Rational Revolution.
Good enough for me and my Bobby.